Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Listen for the old school bell to ring. There it goes. I can hear it. It's time to go to the class and get your Bibles. And when you get your Bible, turn to the book of Jonah. We are deep into a study of the old prophets and how that they prophesied that God would send the gospel into all the world. God has always been interested in every person on this earth. And though he chose Israel out as a special nation in the Old Testament, through which he would bring his spiritual blessings into all the world, he never forgot the rest of the world. And so we're looking in the old prophets of some prophecies that were made about how God was going to send that gospel forth, so that everyone and all families of the earth would be blessed. And we've come to the book of Jonah. Particularly, we're going to be reading the close of Jonah and zeroing in on this, Jonah chapter 4, verses 10 and 11, where it says, Jehovah said, Thou hast had regard for the gourd for which thou hast not labored, neither madest it to grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I have regard for Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and also much cattle? We'll get to that in just a moment. Turn to the book of Jonah, Jonah chapter 4, and we'll begin there in a few moments. For now, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our little meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. The saints have been gathering there to worship God after the New Testament pattern for over 100 years. And you are certainly welcome to all of our assemblies. We have Bible study on Sundays at 9 a.m., followed by Sunday worship at 10 a.m., and then we gather again on Sunday evening for worship at 6 p.m., and on Wednesday evening we have a Bible study at 7 p.m. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and guiding us through these studies is a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of October 28th, 1923. Now let's get to this lesson. We're talking about Jonah, and we read those first three chapters in our last class. Chapter 1, Jonah is running from God because God told him to go to Nineveh, and he went the opposite way into Tarshish. He thought he would escape the presence of Jehovah, but a great storm came up, and Jonah was cast into the sea, and he was swallowed by a great fish that God had prepared. In Jonah chapter 2, instead of running away from God, Jonah is running to God. It is from the belly of that fish, which he considered his grave, that he sent this prayer up to Jehovah, and he knew that Jehovah would hear him from his holy temple. It's really a very beautiful part of the book of Jonah that is often neglected. But then we came to Jonah chapter 3. While chapter 1, Jonah's running from God, chapter 2, he's running to God, and chapter 3, he is running with God, in that he goes to Nineveh as God told him, and preached unto the people, warning them of God's coming judgment. Now the people repented. They turned and forsook their evil way. And so God repented. He turned and forsook the evil that he had determined to do unto them. That shows us what repentance is and the power of repentance. But now let me read Jonah chapter 4. And this is about Jonah running against God. Let me show you. Jonah chapter 4 and verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry, And he prayed unto Jehovah and said, I pray thee, O Jehovah, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I hastened to flee unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God, and merciful, and slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Jehovah, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And Jehovah said, Dost thou well to be angry? Then Jonah went out of the city, and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and sat under it in the shade, till he might see what would become of the city. Poor Jonah! The reason he didn't want to go to Tarshish was not because he feared God's wrath, but because he feared God's mercy. Jonah did not like the Ninevites. He wanted them to be destroyed. And so he went to there and prophesied of their destruction and was afraid that upon hearing that they would repent, and that God in his mercy and grace and love would repent. And indeed, that's what happened. And that's what made Jonah angry. You know, there's a great need for preachers to preach, not out of wrath, but out of love. But whether you hear a preaching out of love, or whether you hear a preacher preaching out of wrath, if he is preaching the truth, you best be wise as those Ninevites and take heed. For the truth of God is above and independent of the attitude of the preacher. Jonah is a preacher with a bad attitude, but with the right truth. And though with a bad attitude he taught them the truth, they did respond to it, and it resulted in God sparing them. That's one of the lessons we learn from this book. But let's go on. Jonah chapter 4 and verse 6. And Jehovah God prepared a gourd, and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shade over his head, to deliver him from his evil case. So Jonah was exceeding glad because of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun arose, that God prepared a surely east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, Dost thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. And Jehovah said, Thou hast had regard for the gourd which thou hast not labored, neither madest it to grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I have regard for Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand also, and much cattle? Now that is where the book of Jonah ends. Let's focus then on the ending of this book. You see, Nineveh was founded by Nimrod. We read about its founding in the book of Genesis, chapter 10 and verse 11. It was Assyrian on the east bank. It was in Assyria on the east bank of the Tigris River. Assyria is called the land of Nimrod in Micah chapter 5 and verse 6. Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, and it was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey in circumference, and contained much cattle, and 120,000 children, not old enough to tell their right hand from their left, Jonah 4 and verse 11. It is said to have had from 600,000 to 1,000,000 inhabitants, and it is said it was a quadrangle, a little more than 11 miles one way, and a little less than 19 miles the other, surrounded by a wall 100 feet high and sufficiently broad for 3 chariots to drive abreast upon it, guarded by 1,500 towers, each 200 feet high, and filled with vast temples, grand palaces, gardens of beauty, and miles of dwelling. The wickedness of this city is especially described by Nahum, who prophesied its destruction. Isaiah chapters 10 and 11 prophesied the destruction of Assyria, but Nahum and Zephaniah prophesied the destruction of Nineveh. Jehovah was exceedingly displeased and became very angry because God spared Nineveh upon the repentance of the people. He gave as a reason for hastily fleeing to Tarshish at first that he knew God was gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, and would spare the people should they repent. He preferred death to seeing his prediction fail. He requested God to take his life. Jonah waited outside the city to see what would become of it. God prepared a gourd. Now, in the margin of the American Standard Version, it is called a palm, but it was a shade over Jonah's head. Of this, Jonah was glad. But when the gourd withered, Jonah wished again that he might die. Again, God remonstrated with him and said it was not well to be angry over the withering of a gourd, since Jonah cared so much for a gourd of so small value and upon which he had bestowed no labor, which came upon in a night and perished in a night. Should he be angry and wish to die because God had regard for Nineveh, wherein were more than 120,000 little and innocent ones who knew not their right hand from their left, and also much cattle? Cattle were even more than a gourd. Should not God spare the city and the cattle to feed the people rather than to destroy innocent children and penitent people in order to prevent Jonah's word from failing? The young had not sinned against God, and the grown people had repented. They had turned from their evil ways and put violence out of their hands and had done this great humility. Jonah, then, should have been happy. From this, let us learn a lesson or two. God did not spare Nineveh until the people had repented, but then he did. Another lesson. We should be forbearing and merciful and forgiving upon the same condition of repentance. None can be forgiven in sin. And a third lesson. No man like Jonah should be so exacting now as to be willing to see people perish rather than to see his predictions and declarations fail. This book of Jonah is given to us in the midst of all these prophets to teach us that God cares for other people. God cares for all the nations of the earth. He cares for every family of the earth. He cares for every creature. And so he cares for you. When Christ died upon the cross, he did not die just for the Jews only. He died for all mankind. And the gospel of salvation then is preached into all the world so that all can hear and believe and obey. And when you hear the gospel, you are hearing God's call for you to repentance. And as those Ninevites, then you should repent. Turn to God, and God will repent of the evil that is your due by your own sin, and he will save you. God tells us that we need to believe and be baptized, and he tells us in Acts chapter 2:38 that we're to repent and be baptized for the remission of our sins. And if with this blessed gospel being preached to us, we do not turn to God and beseech him for his grace and his mercy, then the men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment as a testimony against us, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and we have a greater gospel than that which was preached in Nineveh by Jonah. We have the gospel of Jesus Christ.